Very interesting news coming through over the last few days that a new University of Limerick product design and technology graduate has made her mark with an innovative final year project tackling healthcare inequality. She's from Kerry. Her name is Leah Shanahan. She's from Tralee and she designed the world's first fully accessible multi-sensory pregnancy test. And she's one of thousands of students graduating from UL this week, as a lot of people are looking to get into UL with the CEO and following on from the Leaving Cert. And Leah is with me on the line. Leah, good morning to you. And thanks very much for joining me in the programme this morning.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
Congratulations on graduating, first and foremost.
Thank you so much. Yeah, graduation yesterday. So it was a great day.
Yeah. Listen, tell me what you did. What did you graduate in, first of all, before you tell me about this project?
So I studied product design and technology in UL. So it's product design. It's kind of halfway between, it's like the most creative engineering discipline, kind of.
Okay, so you get to design things and look at things from that point of view in the technology space. So what have you designed? Tell me about this multi-sensory pregnancy test. Why do we need it and where did the idea come from?
So it's an accessible pregnancy test for blind and visually impaired women. So the idea came from, as part of our final year project, we have to find a problem area that we want to design a solution for. And for me, I decided to go into kind of where there might be gaps in women's healthcare for blind women. And I spoke to four blind women at the beginning of the project, and it was through them that I found out about this kind of, you know, gap in autonomy where blind women have no way of accessing pregnancy test results without involving another person. So
right.
that's how the idea came about to be.
Yeah, and that's just even at that point of view, that personal thing that other people just take for granted, having to rely on somebody else for something so personal, that's a huge thing for any woman would be.
Yeah. Like the four women that I spoke to, three of them had to use pregnancy tests in the past, and all three of them had to involve two of them. It was their partners, and one of them was her sister. And it was just such a thing that, like, you know, we take for granted that we are all able to access these results, and we're able to be the first person to find out about these results. Whereas for blind women, that's just not the case.
So how does it work, Leah?
So it's a saliva-based test. So that's a new technology that's out there. You can buy saliva-based pregnancy tests. But I chose to incorporate that into the design because it's obviously a more accessible way rather than a urine sample of taking the test. So and then the results are read on a reader. You can either have them come up with two lines, a plus or a minus line, so you can feel it, or you can connect it to your phone, and then there's a big screen that will be like either red or green, and it'll say negative or positive, and you can have your phone read that aloud to you.
Okay, so that means you get it, you're in total control, you can get the result by touch, or you can get it through effectively an app on your phone that indicates by sound what the result is.
Yeah, the idea with that is that I wanted to have as many ways of kind of like, you know yourself, if you ever took a COVID test, you would like kind of scrutinize the results and you'd really want certainty. So I was trying to find a way to kind of give that clarity and certainty when you don't have sight, you know, giving as many different ways of receiving that the results. There are many different ways of communicating the results.
Yeah. Okay. And it's your own personal experience that drove you on this road, first of all. You're visually impaired.
Yeah, so I'm blind in one eye. I was born blind in one eye. I always lived like that. So it was through that kind of inspired the interest in this particular area, for sure.
Yeah. Tell me about how you discovered it, Leah. You were four, I think. You asked your mother a question. Is that right?
Yeah, I thought it was like handedness. I thought it was like how people are kind of left-handed, a left-handed, a right-handed, they have a bad hand. So I thought it was the same with eyes. I thought you were supposed to have one bad eye. And I asked my mom that. I said, which is your bad eye? And she was like, I think there might be something wrong here. So that's how they found out. But I was born with it. So it never really impacted my day-to-day too much because I didn't really know any different. I just have kind of poor depth perceptions and a kind of poor peripheral vision. But yeah.
That's got you on the road. And when you went in, obviously made you more aware of those out there who are visually impaired, which it does impact their life in a major way, and how to solve a key problem for them.
Yeah, like it was through that kind of made me want to go into this area. And then it was through speaking with these four blind women at the beginning of the project and then working with them throughout that really gave me an insight into how it is to live as a blind or visually impaired person and kind of the issues and the difficulties and the way that they have to go about their lives differently.
Yeah, what was it like working with women who were blind on this?
It was amazing. It was a really fantastic experience. It was so enlightening, like being able to speak to someone and really get to understand their, you know, someone who's a totally different outlook on life and a totally different way of going about things, and learning about that. And, you know, there was so much that I didn't know and so much that I got to learn, and they were so candid and brilliant and helpful. It was an incredible experience.
Yeah, and obviously I'd imagine really appreciative of what you were trying to do in the first place to solve this particular issue.
Yeah, they were like, they had such an interest in the area. And, you know, and then when the project, at the beginning, I didn't know that it was going to be a pregnancy test. I just kind of knew I wanted to be in this space. And then as the project developed and I kept updating them, they were getting more kind of involved and excited. And it was a really fun, you know, collaboration with these women.
Yeah. Did you think when you started out, let's say 4 years ago, that this is where you were going to head with this course, what you were going to achieve?
Oh, I definitely didn't think I'd, you know, I didn't realize it would be this impactful of kind of a solution or a final year project. But I always knew I wanted to be in femtech and or in some sort of medical device area. So I was always hoping to get into that. And I'm really glad that I was able to incorporate that into my final year project.
Yeah, and that is brilliant. And look, how did you find the process? How did you find your college life? Did vision impairment impact it in any way, or how was it provided for?
Oh, not majorly. I mean, I always had a hard time, you know, like not a hard time, but with like depth perception, or, you know, I have to squint to see things, or I'd have to, but it's not much different than anyone else who's short-sighted. I'm just more conscious of the fact that I only have one eye to fall back on. But in general, it was never too much of an issue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, and obviously you're through the process now. Any words of advice for any of the CEO applicants starting out on the road?
Oh God, just go and give everything into it. I think if you go into college, just say yes to everything. Join clubs, join societies, make friends, you know, get involved with the social, with the academic world, because it is just a great experience. It's just brilliant overall.
Yeah. Yeah. Where to next, Leah? What would you like to do?
I'm going, I'm starting a job actually on Monday in Dublin. So that's my next step. I'm working in a design consultancy called Dolman. So really looking forward to that. It's a really exciting kind of next step.
Brilliant. Okay, well, listen, congratulations. What was the reaction of your parents, I have to say, when you came up with this and you designed this amazing product?
Oh, both my parents were so supportive of it, but my mom in particular was just so excited. She was really, you know, I think she knew straight away kind of how impactful of an area was and how underserviced of an area not having a pregnancy test for blind women. So they were really, really excited and really supportive of it straight away.
Yeah, I forgot to ask you, what is happening with the product now? Is it going to go online or go I'd say on the market, shall we say, for people to be provided for people who are visually impaired?
The project has kind of proven like a proof of concept. So it's clear that there's technology out there that can make this happen. It's just a case of kind of getting it off the ground and moving forward with it. I'd be very like happy to kind of, you know, take aspects of the project and move it forward and see what can be done, at least to like incorporate aspects of this accessibility elsewhere. But it's kind of, it's a little bit unclear right now, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all yet to be determined. But listen, well done and congratulations, Leah. That's brilliant. A brilliant idea and a great design and a great area to be working in, that's for sure as well. So congratulations and well done again on graduating.
Great. Thank you so much.
Great stuff, Leah Shannon there from Tralee, UL graduate with that brilliant project. And congratulations, by the way, to another Kerry graduate from UL. Finally, your product design technology student at University of Limerick has claimed top prize at the 2025 HSE Spark Summit. Isabel Bentley-Curran, one of the three overall national winners who picked up the design on the Frontline 2025 Winners Award. Her winning DOTFL design, Alethea, is a balloon-based IUD insertion device which she created in collaboration with UL Hospital Group as part of her final project. And there's an example, I suppose, working with hospitals, working with healthcare, which I'm sure Leah did as well, to come up with innovative ideas and design is certainly one of those very important areas, and very important, particularly in women's health, to help come up with solutions, help make things easier, help things work better as well.